You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We are working on getting reaching our guest for today, talking about the love of God and the foundation of salvation based on the steps to Christ. Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa is supposed to be our guest for today. And we are hoping we will be able to reach Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa to talk to us about that. Before we can take a single step, we believe, toward Christ, we must first understand who is and how deeply he loves us, and he being Christ. And so steps to Christ begins with a powerful revelation. God's love is not conditional, transactional, or limited. It is boundless, relentless, and sacrificial. Now, if that's the case, why is it so hard for many people to grasp this possibility, this actuality? Society often distorts love, making it about performance or worthiness. Yet God's love is entirely based on his character, not ours. If we truly understood the depth of his love, how would it change our response to him? That's why it's important for us to get into conversation with our guest for today, Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa, who's going to be helping us navigate our way through steps to Christ, particularly the subjects of the love of God, the foundation of all salvation. Not to worry, not to stress. As you know, we always try right up until it's the last minute. And so today and right now won't be any different. We will try. We will make a good faith attempt at getting our guest on the line. Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa, who's joining us, giving us some perspective. Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
I feel quite honored to be with you, and quite a great time we shall have this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doctor. Trust me, the honor is all mine. Let's jump right in, Doctor. We're talking about a very interesting piece of literature, very tiny piece of literature, but very powerful, Steps to Christ. But today we're focusing on the love of God, the foundation of salvation. Talk to us, Doctor. How does Ellen White describe God's love in Steps to Christ? And how does it differ from human love?
That's a very beautiful one. Let me just confess that this is one of my favorite books.
Okay.
So, just to start with, Ellen White starts the book Steps to Christ with God's love for man to show that it started with God loving us.
Mm.
And before we go any further, starting with that says, when there was nothing to recommend us to be loved by God, God actually decided to love us. In other words, God loved the unlovable in loving us, each and every one of us.
Okay.
Which is quite different from how the human love works. Because for the human love, you need to do something that recommends you for love.
Okay.
For example, if you ask any husband why they chose their wives, there's actually a long list of reasons why they chose their
wives. Right, right.
But if we were to ask God the same question, there won't be any good reason to say, no, I love this person because he did
because,
one, two, three,
right. Right,
right. Yeah. So he just went out of his way to love us, and he did it with the best of what he could offer, that is in Christ.
Right.
That is the main difference that I see, yeah.
Okay, so why do many people struggle to believe in God's love for them personally then?
So the first thing that I would want to mention with the struggles that people have, especially personally, the first one is personal terrible experiences in life. For example, let's say a child is born today and the mom passes away the same day that the child is born. They grow up without a mom. They struggle because they don't have that supportive parent. It may be difficult for that person to say, I believe God's love exists, because for them it will be, after all these things I've been through, where was God? Why couldn't he love me enough to allow me to be raised by my mom?
Right.
And then the other thing is disappointment from close Christians. For example, let's say You are in church, someone is, let's say you are taken advantage of by someone in church, say a pastor, an elder, that can make you to doubt, but if this God is really there, he cares, how does he even make the people that I would look up to actually love me personally?
Right.
And then the other thing is, this one, we never think of it, but other people's successes. David actually thought and wrote about this when he said, he was wondering why the wicked are prospering.
Yes.
And for him, it looks like, yeah. So those people's success to another person could mean, oh, so now I'm trying all my best. I'm going to church. I'm doing the right things, evangelizing everything. But I'm not improving otherwise. So God doesn't love me personally. He rather loves other people.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the other thing is, initially, sometimes when we're introduced to the faith, we see faith has got an initial phase that is interesting, exciting, which we soon define to be love. But over time, when that excitement phase away, we tend to feel like, since there's no excitement, which we associated with God's love.
Right.
There's no form, no personal love for me, because I don't get the initial fulfillment that I felt.
Right.
Yeah. So I think those are some of the things that cause people to struggle understanding personal love that God has for them.
Let's talk about the cross, because often you hear people referencing the cross as a demonstration of this love of God. What role really does the cross play in revealing the fullness of God's love?
Yeah, so most people think that the cross was a way of God showing us that he actually cares. But in an actual sense, Christ died because God loved. It is not one of those that were that used to happen in the olden days, where you'd get a wife and then you grow into loving that person. Then you say, no, now that you are married, you love each other.
Right, right.
But as for Christ, he loved us, and in showing or demonstrating his love for us, he died. So that was a result of love. And this love is very much important for us to understand, because once you understand where what God has done for you, it has a paradigm shift in the way you actually see God, in the sense that he has been proactive when you didn't even think you were salvageable. And then Christ died and said, even if it was just you, I would still die. Which causes us to now pause and think about what this God can do for us in life, deeper than his love is stronger than death.
That's a strong note that I would love to investigate with you some other time. But let's move on here. How should an understanding of God's love change the way we live now?
So I'm going to reiterate this idea so that it sticks quite firm.
Okay.
When Christ died for us, right? It was the greatest sacrifice ever made. Now, when a Christian understands that, Bodney, you are not saved because you are necessarily special in any way, but simply because God loves you. It means that when I'm off to work, when I meet those that I work with, and someone is in dire need of something, I help that person, not necessarily because they deserve, because I've been in a place of want and Christ died, not because I deserved.
Right.
You help because you simply love.
Yeah.
That is why Paul says, and the love of Christ constrains us.
Right.
It means that we evangelize not because we want to check the boxes, but because those people are as deserving of salvation as we are. We become humble because Christ, who did not deserve to die, chose to die for us when we did not deserve. So you become humble in your disposition. It shows the level of sacrifice. It causes us to be more sacrificial in relating with other human beings because of what Christ has done. But failure to see the cross and the love of God in our lives, we are not going to pick those key points. That's why we end up having arrogant Christians. It's mainly because we fail to see what the cross should do in our lives.
And finally, Dr. Bodney, if God's love is constant, that's what you're suggesting, right? Why do some believers still feel distant from him?
So this is one of those that actually tear my heart apart. In most cases, the reason why people feel distant from God, the first one is a shift in interest. So sometimes we, let's say you are like younger kids tend to be more loving to God, more open to God. But when we grow older, the other interests that come up, like marriage, work, and everything. So you find out that the time that you naturally dedicate to God is less than before. And as such, your interest in things that are related to God directly tend to be less important, if I were to say. Therefore, you start feeling that distance.
Yeah.
It's more like a long distance relationship. You start doing things alone to a point where you start feeling like that person is too far. And then the other thing is doubt and guilt, in the sense this thing, I find myself committing a particular sin and I'm terribly sorry about it. I know the Bible always encourages us to come to God as we are, but oftentimes you may feel so much guilt that you feel like you and God cannot meet and have a conversation because of that guilt and doubt, where you are wondering, will God really forgive me for this terrible thing that I've done? And then sometimes we are longing for something tangible, as in you'd want to pray and things always happen the way you want. Let's say you want you are praying for a car or something like that, and God does not deliver it the way you want it or when you want it, and the next time something happens, you pray for it, earnestly praying, and it doesn't happen your way. Sometimes you feel like, maybe I'm just way too far. God cannot hear me because I'm not seeing these tangible things that tell me every day that indeed God loves me and he cares about me. So some of these things can actually contribute to filling the distance between us, or rather the perceived distance between us and God.
Okay, all right. We're going to park it right there for today. It's an entire week. And we will be walking in those steps towards Christ. And thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day, Brother Mfundisi.
Same to you, man. Thanks. And let's do this the whole week.
Indeed. This is Dr. Bodney Molosiwa, who's talking to us about steps to Christ. And today we're dealing with the love of God, this foundation of salvation. I'm looking forward to the next one tomorrow, same time.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.